An area law enforcement agency responded to a report of multiple items being allegedly stolen from a business on Sunday, June 25th. According to a news release from the Marshall Police Department, at 11:20 a.m., officers spoke with a victim who stated three pieces of equipment had allegedly been stolen from Davis Lawn Equipment at 317 North Jefferson. The victim stated he noticed two riding lawnmowers and a trailer were missing, with a total estimated value of $8,900. The victim described the equipment as a bright orange in color tractor-style Simplicity brand lawnmower with a 52-inch deck, a red and black in color zero-turn Toro brand mower with a 48-inch deck in full roll bar, and a single-axle trailer with a wood floor, white spoked wheels, and a tall in-gate or ramp. An investigation is underway. If you know the whereabouts of any of these items, you are urged to call the Marshall Police Department at 660-886-7411. In order to boost the pay of deputies for the Saline County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Cindy Mullins was on hand at the meeting of the Saline County Commission earlier today and explained the purpose of a grant she has secured.
The Deputy Sheriff Supplemental Salary Fund grant is something that we've participated in since, I believe, 2012. That supplements deputy salaries beyond their base up to a certain point. This last year, it was $28,993.88, I believe. The next year, they've increased the supplement. It'll be $29,993.60.
Mullen said right now deputies are hired at a salary of $24,440 per year. Money from this grant will boost their pay to the level she mentioned. Mullins also said her department currently is working on a pay scale with the judges and commissioners to where the department should be grant-free by July of 2019. The commissioners voted to approve the acceptance of the grant. Mullins explained the grant is distributed by the MoSmart Board and distributed through the Department of Public Safety. Another business at the meeting, commissioners gave the green light to a total of 11 liquor licenses for five different businesses in the county. A spokesperson for the City of Houstonia called KMMO and said fire hydrants are going to be flushed sometime today. She said the flushing should begin sometime between 10 and 11 a.m. and continue into the afternoon. She said some residents could experience low water pressure and some discolored water for a while during and after the process. And a committee tasked with trying to figure out how to improve Missouri's roadways is scheduled to meet tomorrow. A news release from MoDOT says the first meeting of the 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force will take place from 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow in the House Hearing Room 3 at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The task force was created during this year's legislative session with the passage of House Concurrent Resolution 47. The task force was created to evaluate the current condition of the state's transportation system and funding levels and to make recommendations. The 23-person group also includes MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna, who is scheduled to give a transportation funding overview during the meeting. Future monthly meetings will be held in locations across the state to be determined. At each session, an hour will be devoted to public testimony. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.